This Kid Talk radio production of Weedle and the Noodle is brought to you by StephenCosgrove.com. If you can, and should you wish, buy a book to support the cause. StephenCosgrove.com. There's a Weedle on the needle. I know just what you're thinking. But if you look up late at night, you'll see his red nose blinking. And so it was, and so it is to this very day, that a delightful furry creature with a big red nose called the Weedle lived atop the Space Needle in the wonderful city of Seattle. Each night, and much of every day, he slept soundly. His snarkled snores echoed softly like a storm long gone past the horizon. Importantly, with every snore he snarkled, his big red nose blinked on and off and off and on. Now, there were those who thought the Weedle's really name should have been Meedle, for much, if not all, that he did was all about me. Not me, but him. Caring about himself, and very little about others. He yelled at loggers because he hated happy whistling. He hated the sound of whistling so much that he brought rain-heavy clouds to Seattle in a giant bag. It's hard to whistle when it's raining, and the Weedle kept it raining for a long, long time. He only agreed to stop the rain when craftsmen stitched, knitted, and sewed a giant pair of earmuffs that, when worn, wrapped him in delightful silence. In exchange for the earmuffs, the Weedle kept his bargain and never made it rain for more than was needed. In that earmuff silence, the Weedle slept undisturbed. Most importantly, the kindly folk of Seattle were allowed to happily whistle whenever and wherever they wished. The story goes that the Weedle lived at the very tippy top of the needle. This was and only partially true, for just below the very top, which of course is magically dramatic, is a hidden space called simply the attic. It was here that the Weedle kept his favorite treasures, a toothbrush with a squiggly on the end, a lost frisbee now found, his cloud pillow, and his much-used sleeping sack. Most importantly, the attic was where the Weedle hid himself from the prying eyes of those who would seek to sneak an extra peek. The biggest me of all was that the Weedle loved to be alone. All was as perfect could be, and would have been that way until this very day, except one damp, foggy night. Even through his earmuffs, the Weedle heard a long, soft, mewling sound.
Meow.
He woke with a whoop, and a what's that? He listened, and again he heard it, soft as a whisper of a whistle in the wind. It wasn't a loud sound, it wasn't a bad sound, but it was a sound that woke the Weedle. Now, any sound that wakes the Weedle is not good sound, unless, of course, you really like lots of rain. Fortunately, the muted mewling faded and then stopped altogether. Satisfied that it was gone for good, the Weedle stretched and yawned, and then cozied himself back into his sleeping sack. Just as he closed his eyes, the noise again softly echoed across the city.
Meow, meow.
It was a sad sound, a haunting sound indeed. It was a stay awake and listen to me sound. The Weedle tossed, the Weedle turned, the Weedle tried to go back to sleep. No matter how he tried, sleep would not come. Even with his large furry hands pressed hard against the earmuffs, the sound kept ringing into his ears. And finally, he sat up and peered up into the night. What was that sound?
Meow, meow.
It was apparent that no matter what, the mewling was going to continue, and that sound was going to keep the Weedle awake. Dressed in his knit stocking cap and his rainbow-colored scarf, he climbed carefully down the needle. The Weedle was going to find the source of the sound and stop it once and for all. Up and down Queen Anne Hill he searched, but nothing did he find. He walked the shores of Lake Union and threaded his way through Belltown, and still he could not find the source of the sound. He was tired, and he was grumpy as could be. And in the distance, thunder rumbled. Rain was on its way. If this kept up, it would soon rain more than just a little bit in Seattle. It was gonna rain a lot. As the evening meandered past midnight and beyond, the Weedle continued his search. He followed the sound through the maze of Pike Place Market and all the stalls and shops closed and shuttered. No one was there. He had just resolved himself to an angry, sleepless night in Seattle when he saw a small, forlorn, shadowed shape sitting in the doorway of a deserted restaurant. Nailed to the door was a sign that simply read, "Nona Maria's Cafe, closed forever." As the fog lifted, revealing a full silvery moon, he moved closer and closer still. There, sitting in a patch of moonlight from the skylight above, was a tiny little kitten with a noodle wrapped around its neck. The kitten lifted its head and softly mewed,
"Meow, meow."
"So it's just a little noodle of a kitten making all this noise," he muttered. The Weedle leaned down and put a finger to his lips. "Shh," he whispered loudly. "Be quiet and go home, little Noodle. Some of us have to sleep." The kitten, now named Noodle, softly meowed.
I would go home, but I have no home. I used to live at the cafe, but it's enclosed forever."
"Then, silly Noodle," the Weedle grumbled, "find yourself a new home. Any place will do." And with that, he turned on his furry heel and went back to his home on the needle. Exhausted, the Weedle slipped back into his sleeping sack and plopped his head onto his ever-soft cloud pillow. He had nearly fallen asleep when he felt an odd sensation on his tummy. His eyes popped open very wide. There, sitting there, scrunching her paws on his belly, was the little kitten, Noodle. The Weedle propped himself up and looked down at the cat. "What are you doing here?" he said angrily. I told you to go home."
"Well, and I told you I didn't have one."
The Weedle was very flustered. "And then I told you to find a new home." "And I did." "You mean here?" the Weedle asked. "It's perfect," purred the kitten. "A perfectly perfect new home." And with that, she bumped her head lovingly on the Weedle's nose. "Okay, okay. Just for tonight," he muttered. "Just for tonight." And with that, he scrunched back into his sack and tried to go back to sleep. Now, he probably would have gone to sleep, save for a furry paw that kept batting at his nose. "Now what?" he grumbled.
Your nose," Noodle purred. It's blinking on and off. Now I want to play."
"No, no, I want you to go to sleep." The kitten crouched, her tail swishing back and forth, back and forth.
"No, I want to play."
She leaped and landed with a furry thump on a big red blinking nose. The Weedle was buried in the muck and mire of a sticky situation. And so they played. They played chase the end of the Weedle's finger. They played pounce and bite the Weedle's toes. They played this. They played that. They played the whole night through. Late the next morning, the Weedle woke with the kitten purring in his arms. He gently ran his hand down Noodle's back and smiled, and then yanked his hand back as if he'd been stung by a bee. Shook his head. "This isn't right. This kitty has got to go." Woken by the rumblings, Noodle happily bumped her head against the Weedle's cheek.
"I'm ever so hungry. Do you have any milk or cream?"
The Weedle rolled his eyes and sighed a great big sigh. With the frisbee in hand, he disappeared. He was back in a flash with the toy brimming with milk from the restaurant below. Noodle happily lapped at the milk while the Weedle paced about. "When you are finished, I am taking you to the animal shelter. It's a place where orphan cats and dogs find new homes. They will find you a perfectly perfect place to live."
But I like it here with you," mewed Noodle.
The Weedle reached down and idly scratched the kitten's ear. "But you'll like the shelter even better." Finished with her milk, the Weedle scooped the kitten up into his arms and hurried down to the animal shelter, which was not far away. The kindly folk at the shelter were as nice could be. They took Noodle from the Weedle and plopped her into a cage. And now, suddenly, the Weedle wasn't so sure of his decision.
"You sure she'll be adopted by a good family?" he asked nervously.
"Well, there are no guarantees, but we are pretty sure." A tear trickling from her eye, Noodle pressed her nose to the bars and mewed.
Bye-bye, Weedle. I love you.
I love you too.
And the Weedle slowly backed to the door and then quickly departed, leaving Noodle to find her perfectly perfect home. There's an old saying that once bumped on the nose by a kitten, you can never get it out of your heart. In the face of this old saying, the Weedle went back to the Needle, pulled on his well-worn earmuffs, and flopped down on his sleeping sack. Eager to regain the sleep he had lost, he closed his eyes and waited for the dreams to come. And he waited. And he waited. And he waited some more. He finally got up and climbed to the very top of the Needle. And there he sat wrapped in his seclusion as the sun began to set. A lonely sight indeed. Still in all, in time, a little kitten called Noodle did find the most perfect of perfectly perfect places to stay. And with her new family, she lived happily ever after. Weedle and the Noodle live happily in their home. They live upon the Needle, neither ever to be alone. This Kid Talk Radio production of Weedle and the Noodle was brought to you by StephenCosgrove.com. If you can, and should you wish, buy a book to support the cause. StephenCosgrove.com.